So there's this new AI employee who can write code, fix bugs, run tests, all on its own. And venture capitalists are throwing billions at the companies building it. One of them just hit a $6 billion valuation. But here's the punchline. Ask almost anyone actually deploying these things in production and they'll tell you the number one rule, never ever let it near your production database. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. AI, the rise of the AI coding agent. And honestly, it's one of the wildest gold rushes I've seen in tech in years. Let's start with Cursor. Four guys, Michael Truhl, Swale Yassif, Arvid Lundemark, Aman Sanger, met at MIT. And instead of going the usual startup route, they built an AI-first code editor. Not a plugin, not a chatbot bolted onto your IDE, a whole editor rebuilt around the idea that AI should live inside your workflow, not next to it. Fast forward to now, and Cursor just closed a Series D at a $6 billion valuation, with A60s backing them $6 billion. AI for a text editor. Well, not just a text editor, for the idea that coding as a profession is about to look completely different. And they're not alone. There's Windsurf, formerly Codeium, founded by Varun Mohan and Douglas Chen, backed by General Catalyst and Khosla Ventures, going after the same space but leaning hard into enterprise. And then there's Cognition, the company behind Devin, which they literally call an AI software engineer, founded by Scott Wu, Walden Yan, and Stephen Howe, a team with serious competitive programming pedigree, backed by Founders Fund and Khosla. Devin doesn't just suggest code, it plans, it writes, it tests, it iterates, like an actual junior engineer you'd assign a ticket to. Here's where it gets interesting. These three companies represent three different bets on the same future. Cursor is betting the human stays in the driver's seat, AI just makes you faster. Windsurf is betting on enterprises wanting a full platform, not just a slick editor, and Cognition is betting the biggest bet of all, that you can hand an agent a task and just walk away. And honestly, I think that spectrum is the whole story of this industry right now. Everyone agrees AI can code. Nobody agrees how much you should trust it to do so unsupervised. My takeaway from story one, the money is flowing toward autonomy, real fast, but that doesn't mean autonomy is actually here yet, which brings me to story two. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the funding rounds and the flashy demos, something a lot less glamorous was happening quietly underneath all of it. Engineers, security researchers, and yes, the companies themselves were building an entire second industry around one question. How do you stop these agents from breaking everything? Because here's what nobody puts in the pitch deck. These agents make mistakes that sound completely reasonable. They don't hallucinate nonsense. Usually, they hallucinate confidence. An agent will write a database migration that looks totally legitimate, run it, and quietly wipe out a table. It'll follow instructions hidden inside a web page or a file it's reading that's called prompt injection, by the way. It's basically social engineering, except the target is the AI instead of a human. And it will do all of this while sounding completely sure of itself. That's the scary part. It's not that the AI is dumb, it's that it's convincingly, articulately wrong. So what's the fix? And this is honestly the part I find more interesting than the funding numbers. The industry has converged almost unanimously on the same playbook. Give the agent least privilege access, meaning it only gets the keys to what it absolutely needs. Sandbox it so it's playing in a copy of the world, not the real one. AI block destructive commands outright at the system level. Not just with a polite instruction telling it not to. Keep immutable backups, so even if it does something catastrophic, you can rewind, log everything so you can actually see what it did and why. And this is the big one, require a human to approve anything irreversible. Merges, deploys, schema changes, infrastructure updates. The AI can propose, a person has to say go. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't they just tell me Devin can operate like an autonomous engineer? Yeah, they did. And the fine print is autonomous with supervision, which, if we're being honest, is doing a lot of work in that sentence. Here's my hot take. The winners in this space are not going to be whoever has the smartest model. They're going to be whoever builds the best seatbelt. Trust isn't earned by a company's reputation or how good their demo looked. It's earned by what happens at the exact moment the AI is about to do something you can't undo. Quick hits before we go. Microsoft is leaning hard into GitHub Copilot with enterprise governance controls baked in, basically selling AI, but with a compliance department. Google's pushing Gemini deeper into developer tools with the same assist-first posture. Amazon's doing the AWS version, code and infrastructure help, but very much staying in its cloud lane. And on developer forums, the sentiment is almost perfectly split down the middle. Half the comments say these tools are magic for grunt work like tests and refactors. The other half say, sure, just don't let it anywhere near your production database. Somebody actually joked that Devin should come with a leash, honestly. Accurate. So here's the thread connecting everything today. The AI coding world isn't actually racing to build the smartest agent anymore. That race is basically table stakes at this point. The real race is who builds the guardrails good enough that a mistake costs you nothing instead of costing you everything. Because the scariest AI isn't the one that fails. Obviously, it's the one that fails quietly, confidently, and looks completely fine until it isn't. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.